just so you know your senior season to go?
That's a definite no. I think obviously what you guys expected, what fans expected, and definitely what we expected, it hasn't gone as well. But sometimes that's what happens, and you just gotta move forward and just do the best you can, and just keep playing. So that's what we're gonna do.
How hard is it just to kind of reclaim that morale, which I'm sure has just taken a beating over the last 5 weeks?
It's tough, you know. Everyone on this team, everybody still likes playing football and stuff, and we enjoy going to practice. And I mean, especially for me and a lot of other guys on this team, we only have 2 more games the rest of our career, and hopefully 3. So it's not real. That's not hard for us because we, a lot of us aren't ever going to play football again. So we just want to play hard and just kind of get some respect back if we can do that, and just do the best we can. So.
Ben, is this year put those seniors closer together or divided, or has there been something that's kind of going on with this bunch?
I don't think really either way. We've always been a pretty close group. We've been the class, we've been together. We went through the first coaching change, 4 years ago, and we've always been a pretty tight group. We're the last group that was in the old North locker room together. So we've always been a pretty close group, and through all this, it's probably, if it's done anything, it's probably made us even closer, because we've taken shots from people, and it's just, we got to stick together, and we just got to keep playing hard. And I know it's hard to say after 5 losses in a row, but that's kind of, I don't know what else we could do. We just got to keep playing. So.
What pull have you noticed it taking on the coaches? Because obviously they get scrutinized the most, and their futures get questioned the most.
They've been pretty good about it because they didn't work so hard for us, and we were just in the game. They want to win too.
Happen after that, they just know what's best for us. They want us to win. They keep on working hard. They keep on getting us prepared as best they can. So I appreciate that. We definitely haven't had anybody like giving up on this season by any means.
Have the last 5 games been a mystery as to why it all hasn't worked out? I know you guys break down film after every single game and you say certain mistakes are being made. But has that been the case all 5 games?
Yeah, pretty much so. If there was something that was really big, if there's a really big problem, it'd be something that you could single out. You'd be able to fix it because you'd see this is what's wrong. But I think it's the case where it's a lot of little things that are going on that make it up to be one big thing. So it's not really just one thing that you can say this is what's going on. We need to fix it. It's more of a lot of little things that's taking their toll and making. One big thing, and that's just losing games. So,
I understand that bowl game is still a goal there, but how much the last 2 games, if that's all you have left, are as much a pride thing as they are about winning?
I think when you look, these games are as winnable as any games, and we've said that the last couple of weeks, we're like, we can win this game, we can win, it's kind of start to sound a little ridiculous, but, it's just we need this. 5 games in a row it's been really rough, and for people's pride and people's the way people look at this class, seniors, it would be nice to get these 2 wins and then to get to a bowl game and stuff. It'd definitely make things, give you a sense of closure, I guess, from that aspect. So it's definitely important.
Ben, what happened this year?
I've never regretted one day making the choice to come here. I never have. I've had a great time. I've met a lot of great people, and I've had great experiences. This year has just kind of been a learning experience for things, and I guess what doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, and it kind of shows who you are, and it builds on what kind of person you're going to become, because this is definitely hard, and I never expected this to happen, definitely not, but it's kind of what it is, so you just got to learn from it and just grow as a person, I guess.
Was there ever a point during this stretch where the frustration builds, where you guys have one of these bloodletting sessions or a players meeting or something where you just
You know, we've done the players meeting thing. We've done that. We've tried everything. That whole rah-rah and all this stuff is only a point. That lasts for about two plays. So, you know, and then it's on to something else. So it's just, I've never been a real rah-rah person. You know, everybody has their own routine before games. You know, a lot of guys get all pumped up. And I'm more just, I kind of just sit there and just think about what I have to do. So rah-rah things only affect a certain amount of people. It's just everybody has their own way of getting ready. So I think obviously we haven't been getting ready, so that obviously is a problem. But everybody's got their own thing they need to do, and we've tried the team meeting thing. We've tried different stuff like that, and we just can't seem to kind of get anywhere. So.
Speaking of that, with Kansas State, the team that you're facing on Saturday, what's the last time you're looking? What are your thoughts on K-State?
K-State, they kind of had a bump last week with Iowa State, but, you know, they're a good team. Freeman's a good quarterback. We definitely got the most respect for K-State. They're a team, you know, working hard too, and we just got to be prepared. We got to, you know, watch film and know what they're going to do, and we just got to be ready, and I just go out and play and hopefully, you know, get something done this week.
Anything else, Ben?